Today I'm talking about helping kids chase their dreams. A couple of things have happened in the last month that made me want to talk about this topic. First of all was the sweetest little note that my youngest son Sean gave me for Christmas. It read, "Dear Mom, your confidence in me and your unwavering love has given me the confidence to follow my dreams. Just in case you need a boost of energy, I've decided to get you a $15 Starbucks gift card." As I wrote on Instagram, my child knows me so well. Words of affirmation and Starbucks in one gift? Merry Christmas, everyone. Anyway, I don't really know what dreams he is talking about because he isn't really drawn to one particular thing right now, but I'll take it. The other thing that happened was that my oldest son, Michael, who is 13, was interviewed for a new online magazine for teens called Every Teen Magazine. The link to the article is on my post for today. Teen writers interviewed Michael for their "Computer Coding is Where It's At" article. And he did a really great job for his first solo interview. Now, hopefully his motivations will expand, because right now it's all about the money. And although money is great and needed, it shouldn't be the only reason you choose a career. I do want to share with you three things that I'm learning as a parent about how to help kids chase their dreams. In this, I'll be using my son Michael as an example, since he is clearer about his dream right now. My younger son, Sean, who is 10, his dreams change on a daily basis, so we'll see what happens with him in the future. But one thing that I've learned is to pay attention to the things that your kids really love. Like many little boys, Michael loves and has a knack for video games. When he was just 5 years old, I wrote a Facebook post that said, "I think that my 5-year-old is going to be a video game developer in the future." We went to THQ's family holiday night tonight, and I had to stop him from teaching everyone to play the Up video game. I posted that on Wednesday, June 17th of 2009. From my mouth to God's ears, because that little boy loves video games to this day. If you look on my post, you'll see a picture of him when he's 5 and his little brother Sean is 2. And Michael's playing a video game, biting his little tongue, which is a little idiosyncrasy that the Coleman men have. It's so cute. But his ability to quickly learn and teach video games has really increased over the years. I'm his mom, so of course I'm going to think that he has this extra special gift. But it's not just me who thinks that. We have met many game developers and designers over the years who assumed that he had prior experience with the demo games that were actually new to him because he was so good at them. It's not just me who thinks that he's great with video games. It's still not enough just to be naturally good at things, though. We have to help our kids build on their natural strengths and gifts. Reading, taking classes, and competing in their chosen areas are just a few ways to do that. And Michael has taken several classes, participated in several competitions, and the like. So that's important. Number 2, we need to expose our kids to successful people in their dream fields. Michael has been very fortunate in this area. Because I'm a blogger, he has had access to some of the top video game designers and developers over the years. Even if I were not a blogger, though, I would have made it happen, because I am in agreement with Tony Robbins when he says success leaves clues. There is an audio on my blog post for the day that shares input that Arthur Parsons, the head of design at TT Games, shared with Michael about the importance of math and a passion for video games in his chosen career. And lastly, I would say to have kids put some skin in the game by investing their money to pursue their dreams. You can read more about that on my blog post today. I hope these tips help.